Now let's get in underway here in this third chapter. And actually the subject of the third chapter is the avenging action of God justified. That is, we have here really the cause of the destruction of the city. That is the heading that the New Scofield Reference Bible gives, and I go along with it because I'd already had it in my notes in a little different language for years. The avenging action of God justified. In other words, he does give the cause, but he justifies God in the destruction of this city. And this is an example of the fact that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And that's true of a nation. You find out that God deals actually with individuals and nations in many ways in a very similar manner. Now, notice what we have in the first verse. We have a picture here, and it describes actually the internal condition of the city. And lies mark the total culture of the city. And they also made slaves, as we'll see in these two verses now. And I should also call attention to the fact that many literary critics have found in this third chapter one of the most vivid descriptions of the destruction of a city that is imaginable. And you will not find anything in any language more descriptive than this. He begins like this in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Nahum. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the bounding chariots. Not jumping chariots. This is not a jumping jack that you have here, but the picture is very vivid. It's a bloody city. Nineveh, as the capital of Assyria, this nation was known in the ancient world as being very brutal and very bloody. They were feared and dreaded, as we said at the beginning, by other nations. And when a city found themselves in the pathway of the coming of the army of the Assyrians, just like a hurricane, although they actually move rather slowly, but they certainly did devour as they moved. An entire community would commit suicide. And I have gone into some detail in my book on Jonah, and we're making it available again for this little book for those who would like to pursue the study further and would like to have a part with us in this broadcast. But I will not go into a great deal of detail other than to say here that you have a very vivid description of the city now. It's full of lies. Now, what better description would you have today in our country right now? I feel very much like we are given very little fact, but we are given a great deal of propaganda. And that not only pertains to Washington and the news media, but it comes from every area. Actually, even news today is propaganda. Even anything that comes out of Washington, regardless of what party it is, if you want to know my opinion of the two-party system today, we have Tweedledum and Tweedledee. And you can pick them. If you come from the section of the country I come from, you're a Democrat. That is, that was your background. But when I got to California, I found out I thought I needed to change. And now that I found out I needed to change, I need to change again, not back to where I came from, but to be free of this thing today, of where I'm fed nothing in the world but propaganda. And never given the truth. One thing that's needed today is the truth. One of the reasons God judged this city, Nineveh, was full of lies and robbery. And today, your things in your home are not safe. I was in the home of some friends in Louisville, Kentucky, and they're very lovely folk, and we'll have a very lovely southern home there, and they have some beautiful antiques. And do you know that they have had to put bars, double locks, triple locks on the doors of their home? Where do you think we live today? We live in a nation, we say, of law and order, but it hasn't been that. What an apt description. When I first began to study this, I asked Nahum, I said, who are you talking about, us? You're giving a vivid description, maybe of Nineveh, but it's a picture of our own nation. And as we've said, this little book and the book of Jonah reveal that God deals with Gentile nations, and he did back in the Old Testament, and that the government of God moves in the government of man today. And God will overrule the sin of man. He will overrule a nation. And you come down through history and great civilizations after another, like crumbling in the dust and the debris of the ages. Why? Because God judged them, friends. That's the reason why. And we are no pet of God. We're not something special. We think we are as a nation. And we can boast of the fact right now we're the strongest nation in the world, but you know that might even be questioned today. And we live in a security that may be a false security, because God brings great nations down, and he brings them down, as he says here. And the next book we get is really going to open our eyes to something that I think ought to alarm us today. But now, will you notice, he goes on to give this vivid description of these chariots. They're like tanks. They were tanks of the ancient world. And they came inside the city. And as they did, the noise of the whip. You can hear the driver whipping up his horses. And you can hear the noise of the rattling of the wheels. My, you can hear them as they come in. And of the prancing horses and of the bounding chariots. The chariots can't come in. They're leaping over everything, especially dead bodies. Now, will you notice, as this description continues, and these first two verses describe the internal condition of the city. Lies and robbery mark the culture and the climate of the city. And they also made slaves, as we shall see.